here's a hungry fellow at the Bronx Zoo. And wild elephants. Here's a splashy time with the happy sea lions. Look out, rattlesnake. And now then, would you be of a mind to hear what it was like in the St. Patrick's Day Parade? You probably know that Leon Berry records exclusively for Audio Fidelity. But did you know that he built a giant Wurlitzer Theater pipe organ right into the cellar of his own house? Here's an excerpt from his album 3 on stereo disc. Yes, sir, you certainly are there with Audio Fidelity's stereo disc. Now, how about Lionel Hampton on drums and that fine clarinet on the other speaker? Anybody for ping? Pong? Anybody for ping? Pong? And now here is Audio Fidelity's famous Banda Taurina playing a Sousa march on stereo disc. On the other side of this record, you'll find excerpts from the Audio Fidelity catalog of stereo disc recordings. As you listen, remember, Stereo Disc, a product of Audio Fidelity, is the world's first and finest compatible stereophonic high-fidelity record.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is a Boxing Day edition of Hear It Wow. Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight when On the Town with Mikey D will be here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. I recall buying that particular record, I believe it's Second Coming Records in Cambridge, one of the many, many record stores in Cambridge that no longer exists, sadly. They all sort of succumbed before the vinyl renaissance. And one of the great things about those stores is you could walk in there and you never knew what you were going to find. Sometimes it was hard out to find out a print album by a band that you love. Sometimes it was some interesting piece of advertising ephemera. And it's thanks to those record stores that I own a lot of what I own. And I miss them. There's still a few around, and by all means, go in, check them out, see what they have to offer, because there is much, much more to discover than what is on the Spotify playlist. Bert Tenzer Productions is back for this next one. We heard them deliver us from the world of black and white television at the top of the show. Now, they have another solution to another terrifying problem in seven words in a magic box.
Tack för ert brev.
Agradecemos su carta recibida.
Je vous remercie pour votre lettre.
Seven words in different languages are being spoken. Today, a magic box uses these seven words to bring people of all nationalities closer together. This is the true story of that magic box and its seven words. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Back 150 years in time. It is a cold winter day in the year of 1814. We are in the Swiss village of Yverdon. Moses Paillard, the great watchmaker, is conducting a meeting in his shop. Let's go in.
As you all know, I have just returned from France. War is waging in Europe, and Napoleon has been exiled to Elba. The new king of France, Louis XVIII, asked me to talk to all of you. More than ever, said he, we need to call upon the great craftsmanship of the Swiss watchmakers. He asks that we of this village devote all of our talents to creating new technical advances in the service of mankind. Advances that will help unite the peoples of different nations. Let us not let him down.
Time has passed. It is now the 20th century, and we are again in Yverdon, and the challenge of 1814 has not been forgotten.
I am a citizen of Yverdon in the year 1963. I and 1,500 others of this village serve mankind by working each day in the modern Paillard plant. We create a magic box that uses seven words to bring people together. 130 countries use it.
I am a Chinese merchant in Hong Kong. I use a portable magic box and seven words in this rickshaw as I travel to my work.
I am an administrator in a government office in Madrid. Here we use the larger magic boxes. It keeps us close to the people of our country.
We are now in an American city. Look through the window of this building. See on those tables? It's the magic boxes. Listen. Do you hear them? Yes, they're typewriters. And the seven words, what do they say?
Dear sir, thank you for your letter.
The mystery has been solved. The seven words in the magic box represent the typewritten letter, man's most widely used medium for 20th century communications. But why do they refer to this as the Swiss magic box? Let's go inside this building and find out.
I'm the office manager here. These new high-speed products are magic boxes, all right. They save us valuable time. Here, let me show you. Just pull an ingenious lever, and the blank paper is automatically scooped up by the typewriter and set into typing position. Push another magic button, and the margins are automatically set. And the slightest pressure moves the sensitive keys, making possible faster typing with less effort. And look at the results. Here's a letter about to go out to a customer. See how clear, how elegant it looks. No other typewriter can produce a letter like that. It creates the right impression, the right image for our company. Those Swiss people in Yverdon sure must have had some secrets for making these magic boxes. They sure must. I am a worker here in this Bayard plant in Yverdon. We have no magic secret.
Great precision products are simply the results of patience, care, and skill. The product is only as good as its creator.
Remember, we in Yverdon are the descendants of the world's greatest craftsmen.
Where once we created watch masterpieces, we now devote all of our time and skill to perfecting today's tools of communications.
We were the first to create the pancake-thin rocket portable that man could take with him everywhere.
And we are the ones who created whole new concepts in automated typing, automatic paper insertion, and proportional spacing with our Ambassador Electric, our Manual, and our Standard 8.
All 1,500 of us devote ourselves to the production of the one greatest medium of communications man has ever known, Hermes typewriters.
Hermes, the magic box of Switzerland.
This is our testing laboratory. We are perfectionists, not only in the making of Hermes, but in its critical inspection as well.
Is spacing regular?
Does the tabulator have the exact reflex speed, 1/100 of a second?
Do all the intricate push-button mechanisms operate perfectly?
Every Hermes undergoes the most thorough examination before it leaves this plant.
Only after each Hermes typewriter has shown that it has the precision standards of our great Swiss watches is it granted its world visa to 3,000 specialized sales and service dealers in over 130 countries in the world.
When you see its beauty, when you touch its delicate keys, when you observe the elegant and perfect type it engraves on paper, you will know why there is no other typewriter like it in the world.
And what is so difficult to believe is that when Hermes, with all its precision craftsmanship, finally does reach the consumer, it is still at a price equivalent to that of the ordinary typewriters.
Listen, fingers on keys. But look, it is not Hermes typewriters. Those keys are communicating numbers.
These are adding machines. Billions of dollars are calculated on them. They too must be perfect. They must operate with the greatest of speed and accuracy. With something as important as this, we citizens of Switzerland again apply all our great craftsmanship to the creation of the world's most perfect electric and manual adding machines. Hermes.
And so you have heard the story. The story of a people whose craftsmanship is so great that even the King of France called upon them to serve mankind. And now it is time for you to leave the village of Yverdon. But before you go, the people of this village would like to pose to you a question. With something so important as figures and thoughts, they ask, is it not wise to calculate them and to convey them with the greatest of perfection possible? These 1,500 dedicated citizens of Yverdon think it is.
Hello, I'm the Hermes dealer who loaned you this record. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, if you will be good enough to return the record to me in the next 5 days, I will present you with a surprise gift. And also enter your name in a contest to win one of the many Swiss watches that will be given away absolutely free to listeners of this record. At the same time, I'll be happy to show you our Hermes products and to answer all your questions. I'll have your free gift waiting when you return. But please don't forget to return the record. Thank you.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. That was Bert Tenzer Productions. Seven words in a magic box. Yes, the Hermes typewriter. Because the typewritten letter is the preferred form of communication in the 20th century. Well, that may have changed by the end of the 20th century and has certainly changed today. From the record given out by the salesperson and that you hope they would return, to another kind of record that appeared in the early 1960s. These were originally known as Evatone sound sheets. You may know them better as flexi discs. These were very thin plastic records that could be inserted in magazines. Sometimes they were printed on cardboard. Sometimes they were attached to cereal boxes. There were lots of different ways that these things were distributed. And this is one of my very favorites. Back in the day, owning a spinet organ, which would basically do a lot of the music playing for you, was popular. These things were very popular in the 1960s and the 1970s. You'd find them in a lot of people's homes, partly because they were much, much less expensive than pianos, and partly because they were much easier to play than pianos. They fell out of favor and eventually gave way to the small Casio keyboards that we see all over the place. But at some point in the 1960s, the Baldwin folks, they make pianos too, kids, decided to include this flexi-disc record in magazines in the hopes of drumming up sales for their fancy electric organs.
This is a fanfare. And this is a fanfare. The fanfare you're hearing is an exciting new super spinet, the Baldwin Fanfare Deluxe. It's packed with all the features you've been wanting, the ones you always hoped for in a spinet home organ. So many great effects, you won't know how good you can sound until you play a Fanfare Deluxe. Because whether you play one-finger chords and one-finger melodies, or play with both hands and both feet, you'll duplicate every sound you're about to hear on the new Baldwin Fanfare Deluxe at the touch of a finger. In fact, let's take apart the music you've been listening to and put it back together again using just one finger. Let's start with a rhythm. Exclusive Baldwin real rhythm. At the touch of a finger, you select one of 16 of the most sophisticated and realistic drum patterns available today. Now, again at the touch of a finger, you add Fun Machine for a guitar chord and bass, and Fanfare remembers it all. How about a little fancy bass? At the touch of a finger, you can choose Fancy Fun Bass. It'll make you sound like a real pro. Next, some strings. At the touch of a finger, beautiful orchestral string accompaniment is yours, and Fanfare will remember that too. Now comes Fanfare's most exciting feature, Baldwin's exclusive Phantom Fingers 2. At the touch of a finger, you can have a wide variety of background sounds like bluegrass banjos or strumming guitars, cascading pianos, or many other special effects. And with Fanfare's memory, it's like having an extra pair of hands. For even more variety, let's slip in some muted guitar. And now you're ready for the melody. That part is strictly do-it-yourself. And Fanfare's multi-channel tremolo will make whatever you play sound bigger and better than ever before. That's how we built this beautiful sound, using the Fanfare's exciting features and remarkable memory. And you can do this and make many other fantastic sounds when you sit down at a Baldwin Fanfare. Right now, listen to some of the great effects you can create on the Fanfare Deluxe. Remember the nostalgic sound of the theater organs? You can create it with Fanfare's multi-channel tremolo. Build the sophisticated sound of a swinging combo with Fanfare's authentic orchestral instruments. Fanfare's full ensemble provides the magnificent sound of a classical church organ. Have fun with the Fanfare's novelty sounds. Like the Phantom Fingers 2 Bluegrass Banjo. Enjoy the beautiful music of your old favorites, featuring the pretty sounds of the Fanfare Deluxe. With Baldwin's exclusive Real Rhythm, create the upbeat sound of contemporary hits. And there's so much more. No other organ in the Fanfare's price range gives you so many features and such truly authentic sounds. But hearing the Baldwin Fanfare is only half the fun. Come see us at Baldwin. Sit down at a Fanfare Deluxe and find out just how good you really are.
From one FlexiDisc record aimed at consumers, we move to a FlexiDisc record aimed at the industry. Ken Nordine, you will recognize the voice, even if you don't recognize the name. Probably, if you are of a certain age, most famous for televised Levi's commercials that aired in the late 1970s. Come on, little Levi's logo, let's go for a walk. You may remember that one. And you will certainly recognize this voice almost instantly when you hear it. In addition to being a vocalist, a voiceover artist, a spoken word jazz musician, Ken Nordine did a lot of advertising work. His distinctive bass voice moved a lot of product back in the day. And while out soliciting more business, he put together this little piece, six commercials in search of a client.
Here, where you think with the thinker that's in you to think with. Think with the thinker that's in you to think with. Here, where you feel with the feeler that's in you to feel with. With the thinker that's in you to feel with the feeler that's in you to feel.
I'm going to get a little work. In just a work. I've tried that sort of thing before. Look. Work, I'm telling you.
Consider with your considering intelligence six commercials in search of a client. Commercial one. If you wanted to raise money for some good cause, a lot of people do, or even for some just fair cause, a lot of causes are just that, just fair. Might even be a doubtful cause. But no matter the cause, good, just fair, doubtful, you, with a little help from your friends, could put something together the way you know it has to be. On the same sort of surface you're listening to right now, send it to the passionate few or the passionate many and wait for the money to come in. It'll come. Did for a concerned charity in California. Best return they ever had for their money-raising efforts. It's worth a serious try.
What's the use? You can get to the guys in Hawaii. I've tried everything you can try, and they won't buy it. They just won't.
Commercial two. If you're tired of seeing the same old thing done in the same old style and the same old time after time, you know that getting across what you'd like to have said with a new and different slant is what it's all about. So some special attention will be paid. Here's what you do. You pick out the magazine you know will reach, and then you tell your customer on one of our sound sheets with inflected print that vibrates in midair the same old story a new way. Republic Steel did. 5 ads in 5 months. And the buyers of steel that read their trade magazines read the Republic Steel ads with their ears. It was worth a good try. Feel with. If you'd like to help someone else, you should get in touch with a teacher or two who have your kind of imagination and tell them how much can be done for so little, especially for some of the special facts of this fanciful nature that should be lifted off the printed page. Tell them about these Evitone sound sheets and how you could help them help someone help himself. The Methodist Church did. So did Scholastic Magazine. Everything from Sunday school lessons to a study of different regional dialects in the United States. Check it out.
If you didn't get them, would they do it right? No, they wouldn't do it right.
The commercial form. Well, let's say you had an assignment to help sell something as tangible as land. Tangible land that was being developed, surrounded by a crowd of intangibles, happiness and contentment and peace of mind. What you could do is this. You could gather together on one of these sound sheets, we'd help, an intense group of home sweet home thoughts and notions and phrases, add a background of contemporary mixed with classic, package the happy blending with a graphic dream of an envelope, and use direct mail to reach your special market of intangible dreamers. We know a land developing company who has done just that and been most successful. Worked fine for them. Can for you too. think the feeling of the thing.
How can you tell what effect it's going to have?
Commercial vibe. There's another way you can play with these sound sheets. If you work with politicians, get the man who aspires to get the right writer to get together the right words. Be sure they're politic. Then record it all the right way and with an intriguing sleeve with an appropriate picture. Let the postman deliver the message to the door of the body politic. Quite a few successful politicians have done just that. 1,500,000 of these sound sheets were sent by Ronald Reagan. And look where he wound up. Tell the political friend of yours that you want to help about sound sheets.
Do you think they're
going to
play it? Did they see it? Do you think they're going
to
play it?
Commercial sex. Or say if you just wanted to make the world feel better about something good that's happened. Give the group a feeling of, gosh, it's worth it. We work for just one swell company, and I'm glad. As I say, if you're the public relations man who wants to build the greatest intangible of all, goodwill, you could use these Evertone sound sheets, same as Philco Ford did. They gave out a special commemorating issue to remind everyone that works for them and the stockholders of the Apollo 11 historic first flight. You could do something like that for the company you're working with. You know what you want to say, or who you want to say it for, and you know how it should be said. The people at Evertone can help you. With as few as 500 of these high-fidelity sound sheets for as little as $115, or with as many as a million or more, that costs a little more. Just get in touch, or let us get in touch with you. Thank you. Thank you.
Evertone.
Thank you, Sanchez.
Evertone.
Thank you.
Evertone.
Thank you, Sanchez.
Evertone.
Thank you, Sanchez.
Evertone.
Thank you, Sanchez.
Evertone.
Evertone. It doesn't really get much more meta than that. An Evertone sound sheet featuring Ken Nordine selling what? The Evertone sound sheet, also known as the Flexi Disc Record. There is one more Flexi Disc coming our way later in the show tonight. It is an all-time classic from the House of McNuggets and the Big Mac. You will want to stick around and hear that. It is WMFO Medford. This is a special Boxing Day edition of Hear It Wow. Music records that sell. We're playing records that sell all night long tonight. And this next one is another industrial musical for you to enjoy. From 1968, the Continental Insurance Company had an annual gathering for all of their key club members. Those were their top selling agents. Got to go out and hang out and take in a show. And as was done in many other cases, the show was committed to vinyl and sent out to all of those key club members afterward as a reminder, or for those who were unable to attend, as a way of enticing them to coming to the annual convention the following year so they could see that year's show. This one is all about the life of an insurance agent. There is very little known about it other than the fact that the Continental Insurance Company Key Club put this thing together. We don't really know who wrote it. We don't really know who's on it. Somebody somewhere knows what happened with this thing, but that information appears to be lost to the sands of time, but at least we have the record to enjoy. So sit back and relax and spend some time with My Insurance Man. Thank you.
the moment we've waited for. It's time to start the meeting. The audience and cast are together at last, an occasion that calls for a greeting.
So hello
and howdy.
Bonjour, good day.
It's a pleasure to see you.
You're looking okay.
On behalf of Continental,
we just want to say welcome.
Sí, señor.
Buenos dias. We're so glad you came to see us. And now that you're here, there's so much to say. Time to roll up our sleeves, time to get underway.
With a traditional Key Club opening.
Welcome, welcome, one and all. Right this way to start your day. Walk right in and we'll begin. We're Continental. Hope you had a pleasant flight. And your stay here suits you right. Why all the fuss? You're one of us. You're Continental. You're Continental Star Producers. You're very special, you. And we're so happy you could join us here to find a selling thought or two. Nothing but the best will do. We've reserved a seat for you. The time has come. Come everyone. We're Continental.
I'm Jim.
I'm Bev.
I'm Bob. Remember us?
We sang.
We danced.
You danced. We just watched.
And we acted. We played the part of the insurance man.
And the prospect. The tough prospect.
We played the role of wife and secretary.
Yes, sir. Give us a scene, give us a line and a cue, and we can be anyone. That's what actors do.
We're professionals.
That's right.
And what makes a professional? Well, it's a...
let me explain it this way. It's a...
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, kids, it's more a matter of...
What makes a professional? One of an actor's goals is a repertoire of roles. He knows the many parts he's called to play. He knows his lines completely. He rehearses every day. And that's what makes an actor a professional.
Yes, a professional knows his specialized field, but his background contains a generalized, a broader knowledge. Now, we know acting. But we also know people, their physiology, their psychology, their cultures.
And that's what makes an actor a professional.
John, dear, I think it's time.
Time? Time? Oh, you mean I'm going to have a baby?
No, dear, I'll have the baby. You call the doctor.
Oh, a doctor? A doctor?
No, dear, use the telephone.
Good idea.
So hello there. This is Dr. Slaughter speaking.
Doctor, my wife's going to have a baby.
Well, there's been a lot of that going around lately. Tell you what you do. Take a couple of laxatives. If you don't feel better, call me at poolside.
John, you called your doctor. Now call my doctor.
Dr. Stork speaking, and what seems to be our little problem tonight?
Doctor, my wife is going to have a baby. What do I do first?
Well, just for starters, why not just drive her right on over to the hospital? My secretary has already arranged for your wife's admittance, sent all the records over to the hospital, too. My nurse will be there to meet your wife and handle the preliminary details.
Nah, that's what I call organization. Don't I get to do something like boil water?
Well, not unless you want some instant coffee. Bye now.
Glad I'm insured for this.
What? A professional. A doctor organizes because he realizes he can't afford to let time go to waste. He knows a minute lost can never be replaced. And that's what makes a doctor a professional. To remain current in theory and practice, the professional must constantly add to his generalized and specialized knowledge.
He must constantly study.
And that's what makes a doctor a professional.
Ooh, why didn't she signal you turned?
You're a roadhog, that's
what. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see who's our roadhog. You just wait till my lawyer gets here.
Well, he better be good, because my lawyer's a professional.
Oh, yeah? Well, my lawyer's never lost a case.
What seems to be the trouble this time?
Ooh, well, this kook pulled right out in front of me, and she didn't even look either way.
Well, he was going at least 20 miles over the limit. We've got him cold. Do you
that
know what his problem is?
I'm telling you,
hold it! It's against my code of ethics to defend both parties in this suit. And besides...
Yes?
The law says husband and wife can't testify against each other.
Harvey!
Hilda!
What makes a professional? Lawyers know it's quite essential to keep cases confidential. Their code of ethics keeps them on their guard. And if they find a shyster, they'll see that he's disbarred. And that's what makes a lawyer a professional.
Lawyers and all professionals have rules that cover their relationships with their clients, the public, and each other. They have a code of ethics.
And that's what makes a lawyer a professional.
Oh, I just can't go on. I just can't.
Ludwig, what's that I hear? Silence?
Yes.
You stop practicing. Take that genius, that fire, take that soul, take that musicianship, and pour them into your 12 fingers and play. Practice. Yes. Play.
I will.
Hey, baby, it's rock and roll tonight. Put your arms around me, baby, hold it on the tight.
What makes a professional? Musicians practice years for success in their careers, with exercises till their grand debut. And even when they're called the greatest, they have to learn the latest. And that's what makes musicians so professional.
It's not only important to know why, a professional must know how to serve. They practice.
And practice.
And practice.
It takes much more than nerve to stay out there and serve. More important than yourself is simply help. Listen to me, brother. Pledge yourself to help another. Then rightfully you can be called professional.
Actually, we were just playing a few roles in order to prove a point.
That's right. Doctor, lawyer, musician. They all share the same criteria of a professional.
And there's something else about a professional, too.
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
Yes, but they're all talked about in the same way.
How do you mean that?
Sir Laurence Olivier.
What's he talking about,
Bob? I don't, you got
Sir
me.
Sir Laurence Olivier. All right, he's a great actor. Matter of fact, he's my kind of actor.
Uh-huh. Sophia Loren.
Oh, yeah. My Anapasto.
Wait a minute. I get it.
You do?
Leonard Bernstein.
My favorite composer-conductor.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't get it.
Well, when you're sick, whom do you call?
Well, my doctor.
You see, when people talk about professionals, they get possessive.
You were going to call my doctor.
Yeah, I don't know your doctor.
Oh, cut it out.
My favorite composer, your actress, my lawyer.
Yeah. Now I get it. Yeah. When people use the word my, chances are the man they're talking about is a real pro. A professional.
The professional insurance man can handle any type of plan. He builds his reputation as a pro. And I'm sure that you have found that the word gets around that the pro is a guy in the know. When they speak of that man of renown, there are three words that make him the talk of the town. My insurance man.
Is that what they call you?
My insurance man.
Is that what they say?
Are you sure that you're recognized as the man who's organized to make the most of every single day? My insurance man.
The man they refer to?
My insurance man.
When they tell their friends?
Do they say you're the greatest, always up on the latest? Well, they can if you're my insurance man.
My insurance man.
He's the one who's expanding.
My insurance man.
With standards outstanding.
He's the man who delegates the details, the birth dates.
His time he reserves for those he sells and serves. My insurance man, the man we rely on. My insurance man, the best of them all, who serves all coverage needs. That's why he succeeds. My insurance man, is that what they call you?
Hi, you know, Bob, selling insurance the Continental Way sure is a breeze.
Pardon me, gentlemen.
Surely.
We're conducting a little opinion poll.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you want to have a little opinion poll there, you want to talk to my friend because he has the littlest opinion of anyone I know.
Oh, that was funny.
You like that? I thought so.
Tell me, sir, what do you think of money?
Oh, money. Oh, money.
Great. Why, we think of money all the time.
And taxes?
Yeah.
Then you do pay taxes.
All the time.
Yeah, it does seem like all the time.
You see, we love money.
Yeah, but we don't like taxes.
Then you pay a lot of taxes.
Do we? Listen.
I pay a city, township, county, state, and federal tax today. And when I think I've paid it all, they all politely say, we got another tax for you. The law says you must pay your city, township, county, state, and federal tax today.
Taxes and money, it seems like such a shame. You gotta play, but you can't win the tax and money game.
I pay a tax to ride a taxi, a train or bus or plane. I pay a tax to use the telephone and one to entertain. I was taxed for the new expressways and thought that I was through, until they hit me with the taxes for some brand new sidewalks too. I questioned my insurance man, though I didn't need to ask it. Besides the tax on my estate, they got one on my casket.
Taxes and money, it seems like such a shame. You gotta play, but you can't win the tax and money game.
They're even talking of a surcharge to try and stop inflation, to try to stop the flow of gold. Today they're taxing my vacation. They run the whole economy with balances and checks. And when their goal is birth control,
they'll slap a tax on sex.
Taxes and money, it seems like such a shame. You gotta play, but you can't win. The taxes.
Any other life prospects in this file, Miss Smith?
None that I've detected, Mr. Deal.
Well, I'll check over the rest of the dailies. I know you've got plenty of work to do.
Sometimes I think I do everything around here but sell insurance.
Please, Miss Smith. I'd rather do that myself. Dear Miss Smith, what would I do if you said that you were through with work? What would I do? Dear Miss Smith, what would I do? Find someone and start anew? With who? What would I do? Do I ask too much? Make you work too hard? Load you down each working day? And what was I before, doing so much more in my inefficient way? Dear Miss Smith, what can I say? The words alone cannot repay each day. Thank you. My days are free of trouble, output more than double. Thank you, Miss Smith.
What a boss. He took this lazy creature, started in to teach her what to do. Phew! What a job! Yet he went and did it. Somehow he made me fit it. And I'm glad, not mad. How the hours fly by, and there are reasons why. There are concrete things to do. There's incentive here. It's invented here. Every day brings something new. What a boss! There's no time to do my nails. Oh, what the heck, he never fails to compliment a day well spent. Some can work for praises and occasionally some raises. Thank you, dear boss.
For the benefits of our friends at the Federal Communications Commission, this is WMFO Medford, and we will rejoin My Insurance Man. A couple more tracks left on that industrial musical right after this.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things? The most important things in our lives. The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Problem saving money, nobody will deny it. If we have done our job the proper way, then you're that special guy who can look a prospect in the eye. Your expertise apply, and like the true professional you are, convince him now's the time to buy.
Wealth and fame. You've learned to play, now you can win. Graduation day is here. Have yourself a selling year to be a pro, stay in the know with Cardinetto. Happy graduation day. Soon we'll all be on our way. Come everyone to fun and sun with Cardinetto.